Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
What is up? Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's Venture Week, so Venture continues on. No Nando today. No, but Chris Nando. Venture, you are in the house, or well, sir.
What's up? How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How are you?
I see you got the gaming mic today.
I mean, it's because it's a game show day.
Yeah.
So we got the game show mic in the house today. I'm not standing in on my set today. I'm sitting down very comfortably hosting a game show. I can turn this mic any way I want. I can relax, put my feet up. It'll be great. Matt Modica, sir, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to see that you have a shirt on today. That's a good thing, but... You know, it's hot out there.
It is hot out there.
You might want to take it off at some point.
Will you oil me down?
I leave that to Venture.
You only do it for Venture.
And I'll do it without gloves.
Whoa. What's going on?
So I'll make sure my hands are clean, that's for sure.
Yes. To be fair, you do clean your hands more than anybody. I assume we don't have Jake. Is that a fair assumption?
No, we have me.
Wow! Jakey! I don't understand how this is working. I've been told we're having some internet issues, and yet... There's Jake on Skype. Jake, how are you, sir?
I'm good, but I don't see you guys.
Yeah, it's because we're having some internet issues, but we're here.
And apparently there's a 15-minute delay.
All right, well, again, internet issues, you know.
I mean, shout out to Jake. He did buy some chick magnets, I see, with his tax refund. He posted something yesterday, those silver, you know, little discs.
Chick magnets?
So he bought a shuffleboard, did he not?
Nobody got the joke. Chick magnets.
I didn't see it, so I don't, you know.
Is Jake delayed, or is he just not here anymore?
All right. Super delayed, so I'm not talking.
All right, so even when we're talking to you, he's not talking to us. That's an awesome conversation. Let's hang up on Jake, maybe. Try calling him back when the internet returns. Now, Chris Ventura, I'm happy you're up here today, because it was a Julio Teheran night last night.
Yeah.
He won again.
Again. Didn't pitch great, though.
Didn't pitch great, but he did win again.
Mm-hmm.
So you kept starting him, or you picked him in the Roto Clio on the Roto Experts program in the morning, you've been correct.
Mm-hmm. And he's got a two-star week, right? I think he pitches Sunday.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, usually if you pitch Monday.
So you're feeling...
Yes.
So as always, you're feeling pretty damn good.
I'm feeling pretty good. Yeah, Julio's doing well. Arrieta's doing well. All my guys are doing well. Javier Baez is doing well. He's one of my big guys this year, so I'm happy.
So I woke up. I woke up this morning. I went to bed last night. My fantasy team was doing great. My main team, like I'm looking, loving life. And I wake up this morning. I set my lineup in my daily change league. I'm setting my lineup this morning. And Nick Castellanos got like the day to day next to him. I get it. He hurt his hand. X-rays are negative. No big deal. He missed yesterday's game. Expected to be back in the lineup today. All right, cool. No big deal. But right above him in my lineup of other outfielders was A.J. Pollock, who had a day-to-day next to him also. What the hell happened to A.J. Pollock?
I watched that last night.
It was the ninth inning. He dives in center field for no reason. God bless you. He dives in center field. And now, it wasn't like, all right, we'll have an x-ray, we'll see how he is. It was, we'll have an x-ray, an MRI, and I'll see a hand specialist Monday or Tuesday. And I was like, oh, my God, this is it. Like, I get it. The end's always near for A.J. Pollock, much like Adam Eaton. But this one hurts.
It definitely hurts. I mean, what, 11 homers, 9 stolen bases.
Or you believe the MVP in the National League.
And, I mean, basically, this is why his injury was priced into his draft day, his draft day stock. Otherwise, he would have went much higher. That's been the problem with him. It's unfortunate, too, that he's going to be a free agent after this year. So you want to see the guy have a fantastic year, stay healthy. I mean, I was watching that game at the time it happened, and it looked pretty bad, but I was like, you know, trying to be a little positive that maybe, you know, it was just precautionary. You know, he hurt it right then and there, but not too serious. But unfortunately, that doesn't look like the case.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know. We haven't heard anything yet. We've heard nothing yet, right? Like, I can still be optimistic for like another hour or so.
Did you see it?
No.
If you saw it, I don't know if you'd be so optimistic.
That's not true. I watched the video many times this morning to see what was going on. And he just dove and he hurt his thumb, Jake.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, I understand. We're saying it's in the draft class, but this is not an injury that you're expecting. This isn't AJ Pollock's injury history and prone to injury. This is just a freak. This is similar to Giancarlo Stanton breaking his arm or whatever happened when he got hit in the arm with the pitch. This is not something that we're like, oh, AJ Pollock's injury prone.
Right. This was like, all right, we were waiting for like the strain growing for AJ Pollock.
But we were waiting for him to go on the DL. So if he goes on the DL, it's pretty much regardless. He's somebody that was prone to getting injured in some sort, some way.
I guess.
Yeah, but you can't blame this on the injury prone, is what I'm saying.
No, I agree. I agree with that. I'm just.
He made a play. He was trying to make a play.
He didn't make the play.
He didn't make the play. It turned into an inside the park run. But you know, it's something that seems to happen. I mean, Stanton for many years hitting the face, swinging a bat. You know,
but Pollock, I would say, is a little bit more at risk because he's fearless. He's gonna dive for balls.
Yeah, but this can happen to anybody. This isn't AJ Pollock's injury history. It's the Giancarlo Stanton thing. This is just unfortunate. This has nothing to do with the risk of associated with AJ Pollock, is what I'm saying. He's hurt, but it's not like the Adam Eaton situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Adam Eaton, I mean, I stayed away from him because I figured, you know, that was a devastating injury last year. But you were basically his price. He was priced where he was because you expected him to go in the DL regardless of how he got there. But you did expect him at some point to make a trip to the DL.
Yeah, yes, I understand what you're saying. Jake, I obviously understand what you're saying. When you were gone, Jake, we did miss your comments on Julio Teheran's win last night.
I don't need to have any comments on it because he had another poor performance, so we're not playing this back and forth because I said he's a matchup pitcher. I don't know why we got to keep going down this road. I wasn't even going to bring it up.
Can I throw a name out there?
Yeah, of course.
Three pitchers, rest of the season.
Yeah.
Quintana, Teheran, Arrieta. Who would you go with?
Ventura, Teheran, Arrieta, your two boys. Or Jose Quintana.
Arrieta.
And then?
Oh, and then Quintana. Then?
Arrieta, Quintana,
Teheran.
Teheran. I said it like you do.
You say it like I do.
That's Teheran. All right. So, Arrieta, Quintana, Teheran. Matt, your question, why don't you answer?
For me, I'm going to go with Quintana here.
Okay.
I tweeted out earlier. If you look at May 15th, 2017.
Yep.
May 15th today. It's pretty much the same guy. It's not looked good. I mean, I'm not like encouraged, and you know, I'm not the biggest Quintana guy. I don't not like him. I have him on an important team as well. But there's still plenty of time for him to get the ship righted. He's on the Cubs. They're a very good team. So, I mean, I don't think all hope is lost here.
All righty. There you go. Jake Seeley, your answer, please.
So, to start the season, it was Quintana, Arrieta, Teheran.
Right.
At this point, just put them in a hat, shake them up, and take a name out.
Really? So that's really interesting because like Quintana was obviously much higher than those other two guys early in the season. You're basically just saying, I know you weren't an Arrieta guy either, but you're basically just saying Quintana has now fallen into that matchup play category, which is where I know you have the other two.
For now, Matt's not wrong in what he's saying, but at the same time, something doesn't look right the way that he, like at least last year. There's a lot of luck back there. There's a lot of situations looking at Quintana, if you go deeper into his metrics, where it's not all just luck this year. So I hope Matt's right, and I hope it's just maybe he's somebody you don't ever want to own in April. Maybe this is the Carrasco-type situation where, you know, you get him in May, and then you get a terrific top 10 pitcher in Carrasco, and you get a top 20 pitcher in Quintana for the rest of the season. But that being said, is like right now, something doesn't look right. Arrieta doesn't get you the strikeouts. I don't like that, and I know he's going to fall back down to earth. Teheran's a matchup, but they're all kind of, it's just pick your poison. They like Teheran, you can play the matchups. Arrieta, you can keep rolling them out there until things fall apart. But Quintana, I don't even want to start against anybody right now.
Yeah, it's been really, really brutal over Jose Quintana right now. I don't know how you start him either, to be honest with you.
No, look, I wouldn't want to. I mean, I know people benched Luis Castillo after that matchup versus the Twins, and he kind of turned it around. I mean, 22 strikeouts and 2 walks over his last 3 appearances. 2 runs in each of them. So, look, I mean, if you have better options and you have, say, a Josh Hader type that's going to pitch 2 innings a couple times a week, strike out a bunch of batters, yes. I mean, I'm not confident, but it's a long season.
Yeah.
I'm just annoyed he hasn't taken the same message I sent Carlos Santana, because I benched Carlos Santana in labor finally last week and he woke up. It didn't work for Quintana.
Well, maybe he's got to face the Giants. I mean, Santana had 13 RBIs in a four-game series.
I missed all of them last week because I benched him.
That stinks.
Sending a message.
It was nice. It was quite nice getting that. By the way, Framil Reyes today in the lineup again, batting fifth today. So
what's
after batting sixth yesterday.
What's the better name, Framil or Frenchie?
I gotta go with Frenchie. I'm going to go with Frenchie. The lineup today of the San Diego Padres, Travis Jankowski leading off, playing center field, followed by Eric Hosmer at two, Jose Perella at second base, batting third. So he's playing second again, obviously. Frenchie's cleaning up. Framil Reyes batting fifth. Rafael Lopez catching today at sixth. Christian Villanueva dropped to seventh. Freddy Galvis, eighth. Jordan Lyles getting the start for San Diego.
I'm going to
trade him away.
I'm going to pay attention to Lyles today. In deeper leagues, 15 and up, and like, you know, only obviously, but in the 15 team or higher, I just want to see. I'm not saying he's going to become anything, but I do want to pay attention to this. And
okay.
If he was to get, what's his name?
Joey Lucchese.
Busted butt. He's on the DL.
How would you say that, Venture?
Lucchese.
All right. Lucchese, yeah. On the DL, Joey Lucchese, another pitcher that got hurt yesterday. Now, Chris, I look at this Padres lineup. Do any of these guys excite you? I know Frenchy Cordero in your standard 12-team league is a guy that's picked up, dropped, picked up again. He's kind of a streaky guy. Is there anybody on this San Diego Padre offense, particularly the outfield, that stands out to you?
Well, I mean, it's Frenchy for me. I mean, I like Margot. I had Margot last year little bit. He was consistent. He played well. But, you know, right now I'm not diving into that in the 12 teams, and I'm in 12 teams, so... but I do have Franchi in one league. I picked him up a while ago, and I'm keeping him on my roster. I feel like he could be, you know, a nice, you know, revelation this year for the Padres. And until I see, like, some sort of big dip, like slump, because he's not really, like, slumping. He'll give you points. I'm going to keep him on there because I don't see much better out there right now.
Do we know the update on Will Myers when he's coming back from this injury?
He was on the
list. We talked about it yesterday.
I wasn't here.
He wasn't. Yeah,
I know. I was jumping in because you weren't around either, Greg.
No, it was not.
It was the end of the month for the, I think, the inside injuries for the what's the word that they use? The optimal recovery time?
Sure.
But they originally said that it was going to be, if you're looking at the timeline they originally put out with the weeks, it should be this week. So if you give the extra time for inside injuries, sounds like probably looking at like late May, early June.
I bring that up, of course. I don't think Franchi's going anywhere.
Okay.
They just called up Framil. So, I mean, I know people bid on Jankowski for speed this week, but he can't be long for this team.
Yeah, Travis Jankowski, they don't care about him.
And,
trade Reyes, though.
And
I agree with Jake. You trade Framil Reyes because I don't think, like, his value may never get higher. He may just strike out way too much to help your team.
Well, there's the exact. So he's got Pap and nothing else. And let's remember, he can't, like, look at where he played. Like, if the freaking ball flies out of that ballpark, and you always talk about PCL all the time and everything like that, he has arguably, I mean, the where he came from in the minors is like Colorado in the majors. So if you look at that and look at his entire minor league career, this is somebody that wasn't even on the pair. Like, when you looked at top 10 Padres prospects at the start of the season, he wasn't even in the conversation. I don't even think till like he gets down to 15-20 range, and their prospect system isn't that good. So this is very similar to Brian Anderson with the Marlins. Everybody was like super excited with Brian Anderson.
Yep.
I traded him. Look at what he's doing. Look how terrific he is. And then after those 2 or 3 weeks, it's nothing. And then Matt's question bringing this up, as soon as Will Myers comes back, somebody's getting kicked out.
Well, I think a good enough example, Jake, is Christian Villanueva, right? How hot he was. He was Brian Anderson after Brian Anderson.
Yep, exactly.
No, but the question here is going to be, out of the outfield, they called this kid Framil Reyes up.
Right.
Like, Jake makes a lot of good points about the park. The Chihuahuas, I believe, is the team. They're based in El Paso. I went to El Paso once. My mother-in-law used to live there. I vowed I'd never go back. Sorry, El Paso. but I think they're going to give this kid a shot, too.
Okay.
So you got him. I don't think Francis going anywhere. I mean, does Margot have – does he get – you know, become take a seat every now and then? Is he a possibility that he can get, you know, demoted? He's only batting 200, so it's not like he's tearing it up neither. It's not like he's this proven veteran. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm bringing up this conversation here. The thing I will say about Framil is, from what I heard from the prospect guys, one of the reasons he wasn't, I don't think he was on the top 30 list, because he got injured or something. But Jake's right, he's pretty much like a power guy. But this is the team I believe has the least amount of homers in baseball. So they do need some pop in their order.
Well, I think the best player is going to play. I think they went for that pop with Reyes, which is why he's up, obviously. They have so many guys. Until Will Myers comes back, whoever's the hottest is going to play. That's it. I mean, that's literally it. Now, so speaking of outfielders and players being hot, the Yankees called up Clint Frazier tonight. They begin a series in Washington. It's a two-day series, just today and tomorrow. National League Park, though, they want the extra hitter around on the bench. Of course, facing lefty Gio Gonzalez tonight, I do expect Clint Frazier to be out there in center field, to be honest with you. I think Hicks and Gardner both wind up on the bench. I think you see Stanton in left. I think you see Judge in right. And I think Frazier starts tonight for the New York Yankees.
Yeah. He has to, because now this is a National League game, so, you know, you got to start Sanchez at catcher. You know, you got to get Stanton in the lineup, and you got to get the righty Clint Frazier in the lineup if you're going to bring him up for this series, right? So I think this is a good day to start him. Why not?
I wouldn't go picking up Clint Frazier.
I agree.
No.
He's just going to be back in the minors in 2 days. Most likely.
There's just no room. There's just no room for him.
No, according to the beat reporters, he might not even be the lineup. This is apparently just made just because they're playing National League games and they wanted the extra bat.
Right. And I completely understand that, Jake. But I think today, the beat reporters have no idea because the lineup hasn't been posted. I think today he's in the lineup. That's all. I'm not saying he's going to play consistently.
I was just saying it's not guaranteed.
No, it's not. It's definitely not guaranteed. Absolutely not. I just think he'll be in the lineup.
The beat reporters don't know for sure either. I was just saying, and just make sure, like, for people out there, like, don't go set a lineup and not check back at 6 o'clock.
Of course. I can tell you what. I tell you, Brett Gardner will not be in the lineup tonight. It's going to be Clint Frazier or Aaron Hicks that are in the lineup tonight. That's a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
You can lock that one up. All right, we got about a minute before the break.
I do like that microphone on you.
You like it? It fits me well, right? Especially when I got the game show stuff going on. I usually stand at the corner and I act all game show. And we're going to do that when we come back. We got a lot of name that player today. Chris, I noticed yesterday that it wasn't really your strong suit.
Well, I didn't know if we had to, like, raise our hand and buzz in or basically just shout out the answer.
Don't be nice.
So now I know you shout out the answer.
You get one guess, and evidently, as Jake proved yesterday, if someone's talking in a long-winded term, just say the answer and you get the credit.
Yeah.
Don't be a supervillain.
All right. When we come back, it's naming that player with the supervillain, Greg Sussman. Stick around. More on the way next.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
It's Carton and Friends!
I want to talk to you about the importance of sticking together.
Well,
I want to give you an example of a family that never, ever leaves each other's side. The Hampton Five.
Kevin Durant. On a win streak.
There's no way that they are not going to cover that spread.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Back with you, or hello to you, Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. My name is Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for checking us out here, Fantasy Sports Today. Matt Modica, back in the Modica corner.
Back in the corner.
Chris Venture here for Chris Venture Week.
What's up?
There you go. And then, of course, the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, as well. What's up, Jakey?
What's up?
All right, there you go.
Can I ask Jake a question? Just something that's been on my mind. I did see two movies this weekend. I saw Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. I'm going to say it was. Okay. I didn't think I would like it. I actually did. I saw Thor Ragnarok. I thought that movie was terrible. And I know Jake's a big superhero fan, but I wanted to get his take on that. I want to see if I'm just being outrageous here.
I think so. You're the first person I heard say that you thought it was terrible. I actually, to this day, I've been like, it's probably in my top five right around there. I'd put a couple in front of it. There's a lot of people out there that argue that's the best one or the best one really? Or two. I don't agree with that.
I like Thor. Tessa Thompson, to me, was the only redeeming quality.
I love Tessa Thompson.
Of that movie. I'm right love there with you. I'm Tessa right Thompson. There with you. But, I mean, and even my wife who kind of likes the Marvel
ones. I'm telling you, people love it.
Let me guess. So basically,
that's why I had to ask that question.
So would you say that the movie is just Thor who kind of overcomes insurmountable odds to win? Is that the movie?
No.
Look, Thor and the Hulk, that one scene, okay.
I don't know anything you're talking about.
Of it, I was just like...
I'm just wondering if that's what the movie's about.
They wanted to make make a Thor movie and... Yeah. I don't know.
So it's not what happens, Jake? Or are you just being mean because you like superhero movies? And I don't.
No, that's to simplify it to that is pretty much not even close, especially with what happens towards the end.
No, Jake loves... You know, right. Jake's not... He's not in the minority here. I am. And I know that. And I'm just shocked.
Right. What number three?
Well, so, what I'm saying is I'm in the minority not thinking it's top three all time. You're in, the minority saying it was terrible.
Well, I mean, I thought... The first Avengers was good. I thought Age of Ultron was horrible. Am I wrong with that?
People are on par with that. That's not too uncommon.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, me and my wife, and like I said, she kind of likes these movies, but...
All right, and with that, Nando's not here, so I get to move on now.
I'm sorry. I just had to get to the...
Feel free. If you play DFS and haven't tried MyBookie.ag player props, then you're missing out. The player props tool allows you to avoid sharks winning 90% of the money in DFS and invest in the players that you want without salary caps. Forget having to create multiple lineups. Ditch the hassle of dealing with late scratches. Go to MyBookie.ag, open a new account, and enter the promo code FNTSY, and you'll receive a 50% deposit bonus. Often a player will say... Mike Trout, for instance, he'll be chalking DFS and be owned in 80% of the tournaments because everyone thinks the play is obvious. Don't be a loser and eat DFS chalk. Be a winner and play the MyBookie.ag player prop. Plus, you can access the one sport not yet touched by DFS, the sport of kings. That's horse racing. It's simple. Go to mybookie.ag, open an account, enter the promo code FNTSY, receive your 50% deposit bonus, click the player props tool, choose your player prop, collect your winnings. That's mybookie.ag, promo code FNTSY.
I'm telling you, Sussman, we got to get you a blazer. This mic and everything.
It's working, right?
Yeah.
It's working. All right. And with that, it's now time. Hit me the music, JP. It's time to play Name That Player. Everybody knows how this works because I will read you a bunch of clues. You get one guess. You come in with that guess, you have a shot. You cannot guess again until all the other contestants have guessed. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right!
A little upbeat.
This is Family Feud. I am currently leading MLB in doubles with 17.
Doubles with 17. Is that Francisco Lindor?
And Matt, you are out for the round. Just like that. I was trying to get you want to chime in?
Yes.
You want to guess?
I want to guess.
All right, Jake. I want to let you know this before you guess. If you guess... Jake can then hear every clue and not have to guess to win.
That part I didn't know. I thought we had a...
I gave the rules.
Okay. I wasn't paying attention.
Are you sure you want to guess?
He definitely gave the rules.
I'm going
to
say...
You are going to guess. So you're going to basically give this to Jake.
Because I've been looking up stats lately. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So I know... I'm going to say...
Then answer the question.
Pilar. Kevin Pilar.
And unfortunately... Chris Hendrick gets the point! All right! One clue for Chris Ventura... And he's in there on Kevin Pilar.
Pala.
I don't really have much of a shot anyway.
He's hitting .308, four homers, eight stolen bases, an OPS at .868. He's a 32nd round draft pick, 29 years old. In his MLB career, his average is a career .267 hitter, 63 steals and 44 homers over 589 games. I played in 146 or more games in each of the last 3 years in the minors, hit .324 and one stole 51 bases. Center fielder and Jonathan VR and I are very, very close to one another. But probably not for the reason you're thinking. It's because they both rhyme, VR and PR.
Right.
And Kevin saves the world. There you go. I am Kevin Pillar. Venture, your thoughts on the man that's leading the league in doubles. Kevin Pillar.
I think he's a great, solid overall player. Great outfielder, obviously. I didn't think he was going to hit this well. You know, I mean, he has in the past, but I didn't think he was going to be like that. But, you know, kudos to him because he's a great player. He really is.
Well, I think like you should get bonus points or something. It should be like a sliding scale. Like the first clue, if you answer it,
right,
you get like five, and then four, then three. That's impressive.
And you should have played my game.
That was the way Jake used to play it, to be fair. That was all Jake. Jake Andrews and Kevin Pillar right now.
Mildly. Not a lot. I think he's a good chance for a stolen base tonight against Syndergaard.
He's a guy. Oh yeah, I definitely had a very good chance of that.
I could probably steal a base.
Probably so. I will say this: I usually own Kevin Pillar like once a year.
He was a guy that I targeted as my fifth outfielder in 15-team leagues,
sure,
and in like an auction. I think he's perfect for that spot.
Well, the thing is, he plays 150 games or so,
and he usually goes double double.
Doesn't cost you anything. Gets you at least 10 and 10, something like that. So it's pretty good.
He's one of those better MLB players than he is fantasy guys.
I can buy that. I remember last year, Matt, we had a lot of conversations about Kevin Pillar versus Kevin Kiermaier, until Kiermaier then got hurt.
That's another guy. It's unfortunate guy. Every year. Though.
It is. It's your, he's your
boy. And I draft him every year.
That's your boy. you get sucked in every year. All right. Let's continue on, shall we?
Yeah.
Of course, my wardrobe, sponsored by Target.
Target, we like to say.
Target, excuse me. Yes. All right, here we go. In the last 7 days, I have an OPS of zero. Just kidding. 1.918.
Oh, well, if it was zero, I was just like D.D. Gregorius.
My OPS is 1.918.
1.918. Actually, I want to take the guess.
You want to take the guess right now?
Wow.
Try to do it again.
I'll wait for one more clue.
He's going to wait for one last clue.
I feel like two guys.
The next clue is my birthday was 2 days ago.
Birthday was 2 days ago, so now you threw me off.
Ah! And I turned 26.
26 years old.
I have a career .277 batting average with 37 homers and 8 steals in my 227 career games.
227 career games. I'm going to go with Wilson Contreras.
And Jake officially is behind the other two. There it is, Matt Modica! Wilson Contreras, congratulations! Tell him what he's won, Chris! Just kidding.
I was going to say.
He had nothing. Because,
shiny bling.
Listen, we're still early on in the game. A lot more points to be awarded. I've never had 400 at bats in any major league season. I was the number 67 prospect overall in baseball in 2016. 2015, I was the minor league baseball player of the year for the Cubs. Last season, I hit 5 home runs in a 6 games. My bad. Also in 2017, I was suspended a game for hitting umpire Jordan Baker with my catching mask. I'm a catcher, primarily, but in the last 3 years, I played 33 games in the outfield, 8 at first base, and yeah, I played a game at third base. I share a first name with famous volleyball, friends of Tom Hanks, and I share a last name with a former Yankee pitcher. That's Jose Contreras. I am Wilson Contreras. 1-1. Matt Modica, tell us about Wilson Contreras. Is he the, other than Gary, is he, you know, I'll include Gary Sanchez. Is he the best catcher in baseball right now, Wilson Contreras?
Well, I think the problem with Sanchez is his framing. I mean, Sanchez has a gun,
sure.
has a gun, but I mean, as far as overall, if you put the defense in there.
I don't care about the defense because it's fantasy baseball.
Okay, you just looking at offense. I'm going to Gary Sanchez.
So stick with Gary Sanchez despite the .200 average.
It's maybe 15th. Gary Sanchez missed all those games. Yeah, these players are going to be fine. We talked about home runs being down in the first month or so. It's starting to get warm out there. I'm not sweating these guys. And for me, it's Gary Sanchez. Look at Contreras. He had been playing good. He got cut in a couple of leagues. And about the past week, he's just been on fire.
Mm-hmm. All righty. So you're still saying Gary Sanchez. Wilson Contreras second?
Yeah, I put him second.
Jay, correct me if I'm wrong. You had Wilson Contreras as your second-ranked catcher coming into the year.
It was either second or
third, I think he said.
I thought you had it second or third. I told you the delays.
Jake's at Westworld.
I'm sitting out the game. This is annoying.
He's like the owner of Westworld.
You can't sit out the game. We need you, Jake. You're our superstar.
I can't. I'm like a second and a half behind. It's annoying, and you're breaking up every time you talk.
All right. Well, with that,
it was loud and clear that time.
It was very. Could not be clearer. Yeah. Could not be.
No,
clearer.
No, could be clearer because I said when you talk. Oh. See, that's my point. You can't even understand me.
The beast is angry.
He could not be clear.
The beast is not angry. All right. Chris Ventura, is Wilson Contreras, I don't want to say he's going to be a breakout year because we had him ranked as the second or third ranked catcher here. Is Wilson Contreras, you know, other than Gary Sanchez, the best catcher in baseball, fantasy baseball wise?
I'd say he's without a doubt top three.
But you're still putting Posey in there?
Yeah, I'm still putting Posey in there. Because I still think, Matt said, it's still early in the season. I know Posey hasn't been ripping the cover off the ball, but he's been hitting well. He's hitting over 300.
If you had today, Posey or Contreras, you can put on your team. You had a choice between Posey or Contreras. What do you think?
It would be Contreras because I don't have strikeouts in my league. So,
Buster Posey on the year. I do want to state this because I don't know if anyone really knows what his numbers are because I know nobody here is a Buster Posey owner. Dude's batting .312. He only has two homers. He's got two stolen bases. Dude doesn't strike out at all. 13% of the time. He walks 10% of the time. The OBP is fantastic at .379. BABIP's right in line with his kind of career. You know, Buster Posey is what he is, which is a very good player.
I would have liked to have seen if he was like a first baseman his whole career and never got beat up and got the injury, the leg.
But there is some value there with the catcher, you know.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I actually do own him.
You do own Buster Posey? Yeah. Okay, what round did you take him in?
I believe it was the 8th.
Oh, that's a good value there. It's good value. Jakey, do you own Buster? What your answer to that question from Matt? You picking today? We don't have Jake. We lost Jake. Quit. All right.
Jake has left the building.
I've been informed by my producers that Jake Seeley has quit. So I'm sorry about that. One on one with the great one, Matt Modica, Chris Ventura. Let's keep playing. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. You guys each have gotten it very, very quickly. I am 6'5", 220 pounds, 29 years old, and you can't teach that.
6'5", 220. I mean, I'm going to wait.
You got one for that.
I have an idea. I'll wait that out, too. A guess I would
You got
say.
A guess, too.
No, I said I'll wait that out. I have an idea, but I'll wait it out.
I want to hear more.
Yeah.
There's no reason for me to.
Jake, would you like to hear the first clue?
No.
Okay. Well, for those playing at home, I'm 6'5", 220, 29 years old, and can't teach
can't,
that.
Can't teach that.
There you go. There you go. Over the last 30 days, I have an ERA of 130.
I should notice. I heard something about being 6'5", 220.
My whip is .87, and I got 21 strikeouts in my last 27 and two-thirds innings.
I should really know this. I think I just tweeted this guy because that 27 and 21, I definitely remember that.
Chris Ventura, how you doing?
I'm going to go with...
How you going to guess? You put in a guess.
Oh, wait. Okay, I thought you put me on the spot here.
No, you don't have to guess. It's your choice.
All right. I'll keep going.
For the season, I have a...
How old is he?
29. I am not... He's 29 years old.
What?
29.
James Paxton.
It is not James Paxton. I'm so sorry.
I figure I can get in before the delay starts kicking up.
All right, that was... For the season, I have a 2.51 ERA and a whip of .96. My strikeout-to-walk ratio, however, is under 7. I'm sorry, my strikeout-per-9 ratio is under 7. Excuse me.
I definitely tweet. 2.51.
So the .96 whip. 6.8 K per 9.
See, the 6.8. I almost said the bad word. Thank you.
My strikeout to walk ratio is much better than this host described because I've only walked 3 batters all year.
Oh, Mike Mikolas.
Mike! Mike! You got Miles Mikolas is correct!
I knew that one.
There it is! All right! The Greek freak over there! I was drafted by Padres. They DFA'd me in 2013. My nickname is the Lizard King. Like that one, Matt.
I do like that.
This offseason signed a 2-year deal, $15.5 million. My actual name kind of sounds like Spider-Man's secret identity. What? I don't get that joke.
Penis Parker? I don't know.
Peter Parker, Miles Mikolas?
No.
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 I don't get that one. My actual name sounds like a Spider-Man secret identity. I have a mustache in pretty much every picture you've ever seen of me. And I played the last 3 years in Japan and had an ERA better than Shohei Ohtani. With that being said, who do you want the rest of the way? Miles Mikolas or Shohei Ohtani, Matt?
Shohei Ohtani.
All right.
Without question, yeah.
Without question.
I mean, I do like Mikolas, don't get me wrong.
Jakey.
Hey.
All right!
Beast is playing some shuffleboard.
There we go. Nothing from the Beast there. Miles Mikolas, is this for real, Chris Venture? Does it continue? Or are there signs that a decline is coming?
I think... I would take a wait-and-see approach. I think it could continue, obviously, but I think once after a while...
They're not paying you to take a wait-and-see approach.
He's been... I know, but he's been in a league, another league, for how long? 3-4 years?
3 years, yeah.
Yeah. People are going to get used to the way he pitches. I don't think he's as dominant, you know, as he's appearing right now. I think he regresses, if anything.
I would look at it rest of the season. A 350 is possibly doable.
Get 350 the rest of the way?
Which would be very good.
Sure.
It would be very good.
Yeah.
You know, what I was thinking on draft day... is somebody, say, 370 to 390, which the way it's currently been the last year or so with ERAs, that's good. And once again, as it gets warmer, we're going to see the ERAs starting to go up.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense, too. How much of it is, Matt, that Mikolas got better or that hitters haven't seen him in quite a long time?
It could be a combination of both. I'll go with the first one, like Venture said. They haven't seen him. They will get used to him. He's a guy that's not walking people, so if you – have a scouting report, you know the guy's going to pretty much throw strikes.
Sure.
You know, maybe now, the second time around, when he goes to Milwaukee or so-and-so, Cincinnati, they're like, well, let's get on his first pitch.
All right. There you go. Matt Modig has a 2-1 advantage. This is Name That Player on FST. I am your host, Greg Susser. We'll continue on. It's Matt versus Chris. It seems like the Beast is no more. So we got just two beauties and no Beast. Stick around, more Fantasy Sports Today on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network coming at you right after this.
What if I were to tell you that there was a professional football league where you, the fan, got to draft the team and call the plays? Is that something you might be interested in? The Fan Control Football League is bringing managerial control to the fans. Visit fcfl.io to learn more.
Someone has a crush on you.
Okay, who?
Let's make a game of it. One of these is a lie. He's 6'4". He collects stuffed exotic birds. He spends his free time trying to save lives.
Are you talking about Kevin?
Yeah! He's a registered bone marrow donor. Last week he got a call. He might be a match.
He's so cute. Oh, yes.
You could be a life-saving match for a patient with blood cancer. Learn more at dkms.org.
The Supreme Court ruling legalizing sports gambling. You know who I think is the big loser? I think it's Vegas. They don't necessarily now have to be like this destination spot. Vegas might lose some of that tourism.
Why do you want to go to Vegas now when I can just go to a local casino?
Right.
Of course you want to go to Vegas, you want to fly and go away, but there are so many other destinations.
Sure.
I can imagine now that makes South Florida more of an attraction.
Weekdays, 7 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
This is PBA President Pat Lynch. Allow me to tell you what life is like for our cop families. Every day our husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, daughters and sons are hoping and praying. They're hoping there's no knock at the door, praying they never hear those terrible words. You need to get to the hospital. We have a car waiting. In May 1971, the families of police officers Waverly Jones and Joseph Piagentini heard those words. They heard that Waverly and Joe were never coming home because a gang of terrorists assassinated them in cold blood. Nothing would bring our heroes back, but at least these families knew the killers were behind bars for life. Until now. The New York State Parole Board has already released cop killer Herman Bell. His accomplice, Anthony Bottom, is up for parole next month. Help us fight for these families who have sacrificed so much for us. Visit nycpba.org and click on Keep Cop Killers in Jail. Tell the parole board that cop killers should never walk our neighborhood streets again. That's nycpba.org.
So I heard some rumors during the break. Now, these are unsubstantiated. I want to make that very, very clear. The reporter seems to be a Dominican reporter. But I... Listen, he's reporting it, so I'm going to reveal it. This is from Hector Gomez. He's got 64,000 Twitter followers. It's not, you know...
Do you have a blue check?
No. He does not have a blue check.
Not verified.
He works for Z101 Digital. I don't know what that means. He's from the Dominican Republic, and he reports this. Mm-hmm. Breaking news. According to off-the-record sources and non-official reports, Dominican All-Star Robinson Cano will be suspended for a performing-enhancing drug. Mm. Now, he's on the DL, obviously, with his broken hand. But if Seattle don't make the playoffs, he would not be eligible to play because any player suspended for performing-enhancing drug would become ineligible for postseason play. Robinson Cano, according to Hector Gomez, will be suspended for performance-enhancing drugs. We'll see if that comes true.
I got him for, I think, $11 or $12 in my Vegas auction, and I was very happy about that. He's played very well, you know, obviously Sunday, the injury. I guess, lucky me, I picked up Colton Wong, so... Colton Wong will have to step in. But I believe I have DJ LeMahieu on that team also, who is back on the DL.
Yeah, how about that? DJ LeMahieu out of nowhere goes right back on the
team. Out of
nowhere. It's brutal. Absolutely brutal. Yesterday, we were setting our lineups. Alan Hansen, he'll be fine. Should be back in the lineup tomorrow. DL. He's in our lineup. Same with DJ LeMahieu. In our lineup. Back on the DL.
See, like Cano? I would have thought, like, what was it, 2 years ago when he had that 68, like, 39 home?
That was the year he was on steroids. Right.
Maybe he was.
Yeah, maybe he was, and he only got the warning.
Does it say steroids or just says PEDs?
It says steroids.
It says
that's steroids. The report? Listen, well, don't know. There's no other verified report.
I gotta say one thing.
Yeah.
Any pro athlete that's using, like, those 1980s-style steroids, like, what the hell is wrong with you?
It doesn't make any sense.
At this day and age.
Doesn't make any sense.
You can use stuff that you can pretty much...
Undetectable.
And you're using, like, what's it, Stanzibol? I'm saying it wrong. I can't
think of it. Dianabols?
Yeah, like all that kind of stuff. It's like, I don't know. That's like what the East Germans were using back in the Olympics. It's true. Russians and Egypt.
If you love drafting your fantasy team, imagine drafting a real professional team. The Fan-Controlled Football League is bringing fantasy sports in the Madden franchise mode to a real football field. Fans will scout players, draft rosters, hire coaches, call plays, and more. The FCFL will feature 8 professional teams playing 7-on-7 fast-paced indoor football in a high-tech production studio built for a digital audience. This is the next generation of fantasy football, where fans get rewarded for dominating through the league's proprietary fan token. To learn more about fan token and the FCFL, visit fcfl.io today. That is fcfl.io. Tonight. All right, folks. Let's hit the music, JP. We got a 2-1 advantage for Matt Modica. Matt, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling strong.
Feeling pretty good. Feeling strong. Feel like you're ready to go?
I am.
Just me. Just you and me, man.
Still. One on one with a great
Italian
go.
Italian versus Italian.
Here we go. According to Jake, just texted me. Nice enough, kind enough to continue listening to the program. He says this. Reporter who tweeted Robinson Cano tested positive for performance enhancing drugs says, my bad. I'm wrong.
Wow. Dude, like,
that's in the New York Daily News.
That's terrible.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Like, he should lose his press credentials.
I agree.
Like, there are certain things that are fireable offenses.
That's one of them.
Like that.
I agree with that, because you're throwing a man's reputation straight out of the box.
You know, should you be allowed to sue him and get reparations?
Fine. Fine with that. It's a bad job by Hector Gomez. We will no longer cite Hector Gomez on this program.
He's been banned.
That's it.
Man, like, venture you banned Carton for a week?
I was, and not any longer.
And now, back. You're back, exactly. Now Hector Gomez is banned. He's on our permanently ineligible list now. Is what it is. Alright, here we go! I am 6'3". I am 215 pounds. You got that? You got it now, Matt?
Jake Seeley? No,
Jake Seeley's not too
No, that's why it was the
might be 6'3", though.
I have 13 strikeouts in the last 7 games.
13 strikeouts in the last 7 games. 6'3", 215. Continue.
Yep.
In that 7-game span, my average is 107. With a walk, 3 hits, and 1 RBI over 28 at bats.
6'3". His average is, he's batting 107?
Yes, sir.
He has 1 homer?
I said 0 homers over that span.
1 hit?
3 hits, 1 RBI.
I don't know if he's that tall.
Let's go to the next clue.
Okay.
My career batting average is .264.
Didi Gregorius?
Matt, you are out for the round. Chris Venture, it's all you, my friend. Take your time and get it right. I've hit 20 homers 4 times in my 10-year career.
Damn it. So that's clue. No, it wasn't Diddy.
4 times?
4 times.
I'm going to say Gary Sanchez.
You think Gary Sanchez has been in the league 10 years?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't hear the 10-year part either, though. But the 4 straight years of 20 homers.
I was thinking more about the 1 home runs, 3 hits type thing.
You think he's batting 107 over his last? Whatever. Moving on.
It could be.
What did you say? 10 seasons? I missed
that. I just said it. I've hit 20 home runs 4 times in my 10-year career. Cool, yeah. There you go.
So if I would have waited one more.
Well, you're both back in now. Spencer guest, Gary Sanchez.
Good job, Venture.
Thanks.
I've stolen 20 bases 5 times in my 10-year career.
I've stolen 20 bases 5 times, and he has 4 seasons of 20 homers?
That's right.
See, he's got more than 4, so that guy wouldn't do it.
I've been an all-star 2 times.
All-star. Why the hell is this one so hard? 20
homers. Yeah.
Ron Renicki's son, who's Josh Renicki, he used to pitch for the Twins, if you remember him, right? He's married to my sister.
Okay, so he's hit 4.
I feel like you're ignoring that last clue.
Yeah, I mean, well, it may have totally skewed me in the wrong direction here. He's been an all-star 2 times. He's
correct.
Stolen 20 bases 5 times.
And he's hit 20 home runs 4 times.
I'm going to wait one more.
You're going to wait. All right.
I'm gonna say it.
You got to guess. Yes. You're using using your computer.
Are you using the computer?
Computers are not legal at all.
I'm gonna
got this mic. I can walk around. Oh no! Whoa! He's got a whole list of names on there.
I'm looking up just players' names.
He's got a whole list of players' names on there.
Ah, man.
I'm not looking up that.
You're scrolling down a list of players.
As an Italian American, I'm
Chris Ventura, much like you were banned for cheating in the Carton Show, you are banned. That's it.
I'll close the laptop.
You're banned. You're banned the rest of this question.
I was looking at individual players.
Does Matt Modica have a computer on his there?
No, he doesn't.
No, has he got a Rolodex? His brain's the Rolodex. Wow.
I don't know who it is, though. I'm not saying that I'm looking up their stats.
You're scrolling down a list of players with on ESPN.com with stats attached.
Well, I mean, their stats are attached. Yeah, I'm looking at players.
You're like a member of the Democratic Party. It's like you're giving answers.
But I'm going to take a guess regardless here. And I don't know who it is.
You are out. How can you?
You are out.
How can you?
You're so out.
But would this be the right answer? Evan Longoria?
No, it's not the right answer.
What did Evan Longoria steal?
When did he steal 20 bases?
He's stolen bases. I would have went with his teammate. Is he a teammate of Evan Longoria?
He has and has never been teammate of Evan Longoria.
I thought he...
No, no problem. That anything I can do to help you. Please.
Okay, so he has... Where's his battery? 4 times... He's hit over 20 homers.
That's right.
5 times.
In 1,212 MLB games, I have played 914 of them at the shortstop position.
At the shortstop position.
I have played 55 of them at the first base position.
Ian Desmond?
That is correct! Ian Desmond.
See? That got it.
The last 2 clues... I was drafted by the Expos.
See, that I would have got. That was.
And my last name is a character from Lost. Desmond.
Yeah.
Matt, what's going on with Ian Desmond? I liked him for a while. No longer do. What's going on?
I didn't like him coming in. I know people, I wasn't going to be on him last year, and I really didn't have him anywhere, but I know everybody got excited about the move to Colorado, which rightfully so. You should. As long as you play half your home games there, that's you know, a terrific place to play. I don't know. He's been like one of the worst baseball players this year. One of the worst hitters, I'll say. And I got to think at some point, if this kid McMahon gets hot in the minors, they do have to eventually call him up.
Yeah, do I ask for your opinion? Like, I don't even know how this works now.
What do you mean? I wasn't really like looking up all the stats of everybody exactly.
But you had
what
a list
asking.
Of players with stats.
I was just looking at players. That's all.
I just got a message from the Pope. Venture has been excommunicated from the church.
Excommunicated from the church. I feel like your Democratic reference was a Donna Brazile reference.
It could have been Donna Brazile, John Harwood, you know, pretty much anybody.
Oh, yeah, anybody, yeah.
Yeah.
All I was going to say is Ian Desmond's old.
CNN, you know, I can go on.
No, certainly not Fox News. I'll tell you that much.
All I was going to say is not that old. I mean, is older now, and I think he's on his way out. He was already a streaky player, you know.
Sure. Now, what do you think of this, Matt? Cargo does not play every day anymore. David Dahl really splitting time with Carlos Gonzalez. Is David Dahl here to stay?
I would hope.
Okay.
I understand it was a pillow contract and all that with Cargo, but I know the past with him, but why even bring him back?
Right. You know, I get it. That sentimental value. You want another outfielder. But they should have went younger. I mean, they got a lot of young guys. Pavelka, obviously, there. Ramon Tapia.
I mean, to me, Gerardo Parra should be the fourth outfielder.
Don't yell at me, JP.
JP came in with four.
JP,
I like
him. Unbelievable. He's back for one day.
He was strong with that.
And he starts yelling at me. But for those watching digitally, I know we had an abbreviated program today.
Whoa.
You will shut your mouth.
I'm liking this. The return of JP is one of the best things that happened to the station.
If you watched on digital, we apologize for the shortened program. BFS will not be shortened. It's a full-length edition. That is coming your way. Next, this program will continue on the radio and on television. Thank you so much for watching. And with that, I believe we have a special guest for the last 5 minutes of the show.
Oh, that's my introduction?
No! Hey, Jake, thank God you're back, because Venture's banned from the game. He's banned.
I know. I saw him cheating. I saw that.
100%. He's banned. He's not playing the rest of the day.
That was ballsy, though. Give him that. And like, you know.
I like when I walked over, he didn't even hide the computer.
No one told me to close my computer.
He didn't even bother.
The best part about it is he was cheating. He still got it wrong.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
I got one right.
Oh! No, that doesn't even count. Yeah. It's negative now.
Yeah.
I didn't look that one up.
All right. Hit me with the music, JP. It's the Beast versus Matt Modica. Chris, you can be my sidekick if you'd like. All right, now JP's not even listening to me. Not even putting
music
on.
Just
JP's
totally
done.
No music.
Right. Unbelievable. All right, here we go. I have given up 25 earned runs over the last 6 games. Venture knows it. I mean, you know.
No, he didn't give up that many. I'm not saying
you're not
he
locking
didn't give
in.
Up that many.
All right.
So give me 25 earned runs of how many games?
6. That makes his ERA 7 and a whip of 1.75 over the last 6 games.
I'll wait for one more.
You'll wait for another clip, all right? Ooh, Jake, what was that?
No. I laugh at, like, this is Matt's game. I just laugh at his confidence. He's like, I'll wait for one more.
Hey, on the Brexit side, over those last 32 innings, I struck out 26 guys.
And you walked more than that, right?
I don't have that information. In my career, I have a 3.89 ERA.
My career?
A whip of 1.31 and a K per 9 of 7.8.
Excuse it a bit. I'm just going to go. I mean, kid is.
I like the Jake is just waiting you out. I love it. I love the strategy.
Let's go
Jake.
One more.
I love
one
it.
More, one more.
I have 100 or more innings pitched in 5 MLB seasons. I have pitched more than 100 innings in 5 seasons. In 3 of those 5 years, my ERA has been under 3.81. Including the last 2 seasons that I did that.
The last 2 seasons. Now, you're just saying he pitched over 100 innings 5 times in his career.
Correct.
Not
the last 5 years, just 5 years of his career, or my career rather. 3 of those 5 years, my ERA was 3.81 or lower. Including the last two.
Including the two times that he did that.
Including the last two, yes. I've had a year and 3.8.
I'm going to go with James Shields.
You're going to go with James Shields. It is not James Shields. Chris, do you have a guess?
I know who
you,
it is.
You know who it is. You know what? You can't guess, though. Sorry.
I know. Let Jake guess, and I'll tell you
sorry,
who
sorry, you cheated. Jake, I'm a former third-round draft pick.
That doesn't help me.
No way.
Whoa.
Yes. Hector Gomez, you're back, buddy. Hector Gomez is back.
Victor Gomez is back.
Because according to Ken Rosenthal, Robinson Cano will be suspended 80 games.
Wow.
Wow.
Goes back and forth. Wow.
Hector Gomez. Wow.
We got to have
back
you on the
good
show.
Crisis.
Hey, Jason.
Hector Gomez, I apologize. Your indefinite suspension
has been lifted.
Has been lifted.
I'm hoping JP can get Hector Gomez for tomorrow's show.
Yeah, JP, can you book that, please? I want you to book Hector Gomez for tomorrow's program. Thank
and
you.
And I'm still banned.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I'll continue on with the clues. Wow, Robinson Cano suspended 80 games.
Can I guess?
No. You blew it, man. I have a World Series ring, and I pitched in the 2017 WBC.
It's the WBC.
I have a World Series ring, and I pitched in the 2017 WBC. I'm sorry, Chris.
I don't know if he keeps putting his hand up.
No guesses, Jake?
No, I'm just torturing Chris at this point. Keep going.
I'm with you, man. I was the opening day starter for my team. In 2017.
I think I knew who it was like two hints ago. I just want to keep going because Chris can't guess. Keep going.
I don't want it. All right. I'll give you one more clue.
Oh, I wanted all your clues. Just
I don't
want to
give you the last clue because that's not fair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jake, make a guess here because I want to
okay.
guess
yep.
that too.
Danny Duffy?
That is correct. Is that who you believe it was, Chris Venture?
That's not what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
Jose Quintana.
It is not Jose Quintana, who does have a World Series ring.
And does
probably would have helped if you had your computer open.
I would have went with like Jake Arrieta.
He did pitch the WBC.
Arrieta's been pitching good though.
He's been pitching that. Day.
Do you guys want one more before? You know what?
We don't have time. 25 runs.
We don't have time for one more. Chris Venture.
Yeah.
The draft pick with the World Series ring is what helped.
Thank you for coming by today. I'm sorry you got suspended midway through the show.
Am I unbanned tomorrow?
The powers that be, we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll have to have a power.
I can't confirm that or not.
Pies on.
We'll have to talk about that tomorrow. I'm sorry. Memo Dika, it's always a blast.
Yes,
this is great.
Indeed.
Jake Seeley, it's always a blast as well. And PFFs are up next.